Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hugnation. Today I want to talk about Facebook addiction. Dun, dun, dun. I don't know about you, but I have noticed that my relationship with Facebook specifically, the internet not so much as I have a little bit more discipline, but Facebook is the one that really has got its hooks in me. And as someone who used to be an internet evangelist, this is an interesting shift for me, and interesting for me to go from someone who was like shouting from the mountaintop, you know, get online, share your story. It's this powerful tool to connect the world, and now to be like, okay, set boundaries for yourself. Be careful how much you let your kids do. Maybe don't create. It's like the internet, fire, alcohol, all can be fantastic tools and all can ruin you. I've been aware of this for years, but that doesn't make it any easier to stop using it. And someone mentioned, the reason why I want to mention this now and talk about it now is because I had a friend, Alan, who told me a story that the woman who was in charge of creating the interface for the Facebook feed, how she came up with it. The story is that she was in Vegas in a casino, walking through the casinos, just looking at people's behaviors, because casinos are masterful manipulators of behavior. The way they have exits, the way they have temperature, the way they have lighting, all intended to keep you gambling, keep you gambling, keep you gambling, bringing drinks, whatever it is, do whatever they have to do to keep you gambling. And so she was watching people sitting in front of slot machines all day and night. Ding, 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 ding. Actually, we don't even have to pull anymore. Now we are so lazy, we just push the button. Spin for me. Spin for me. And now that this has been planted in my mind, I can't help but notice it, that the Facebook feed is a slot machine. It is a constant feed of what's next? Oh, that's kind of interesting. Oh, what if the next one's good? Oh, that's a good story. Oh, my friend's picture. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, that makes me mad. Oh. And every time you're like, there's no done. You don't, unless you win some massive jackpot, which I don't know what the equivalent would that be to the internet. Maybe like, you know, your wife goes into labor or you go into labor. That's like, okay, I'm getting offline. I won the jackpot. But everything else, that's interesting. And then you're like, I wonder what else is down the feed. Cling, 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 cling. Oh, that's not quite as good. That's pretty interesting. Let's see what else is there. Cling, 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 cling. And you trance in, and it's the same mental functioning that has been perfected in these casinos that we are subjected to, or, you know, drawn into. You know, first time's free, but we are addicts, and it is by design. And so now I find myself, as I'm scrolling, I get this picture of cha-ching, cha-ching, and I go, whoa, like, I try not to pass judgment, but there was a time in my life when I looked upon people sitting in casinos, smoking, pushing the buttons on those slot machines. And to me, that was an example of like, please don't let that ever be me. Like, that just looks so sad. I say that without any understanding of that person's life or their passions or the joy of that experience. However, let's assume that I still believe it to be sad. I have become the digital version of that. I'm not smoking, but I'm, you know, whatever, drinking coffee or masturbating under the table or whatever it is. Actually, I don't masturbate while I'm watching Facebook. Facebook is many things, but it doesn't arouse me in that way. But it arouses me in other ways. It's, you know, sting, ding, 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 ding. It gets you going. And not so dramatically that it inspires me to get up and do something, enough to keep me going. It's enough of a pleasure that I keep going. Another thing that it does, and this is my fault more than the design of it, is that it gives me social interactions. And so the natural human experience is one that longs for connection, that longs for human interactions. And if I lived on a farm, eventually I would feel the need to drive into town to buy some goods, to drink in the saloon. I'm making up an imaginary woods town where there's a saloon. But I would feel this draw to connect. And the same is true. I live in isolation. I spend a lot of time on my own. And I have this desire, this craving, this kind of longing for human connection. And then I can go to Facebook and I get I get it. There is something wonderful and valid and beautiful about the connections that we have through the internet, about the connections we have when we share and we learn about people's experiences in their lives and their challenges and their triumphs. And we have these online relationships. And I am not devaluing those at all. I am, however, putting them in perspective with real life interactions. And if those digital interactions soothe the need for human interaction enough that you no longer are motivated to have human interactions, that's unfortunate. And I notice myself doing that. I'll go, gosh, you know, do I want to get showered and go drive to that event and figure out where I'm going to park and wonder if there's anybody to be there and it's going to be awkward if I don't know anybody. And then while I'm kind of in that uncomfortable space, I'm not sure if I want to do all that. I just slip in and start going ding, 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 and start scrolling through, and I connect with a few people. I learn a few things. I see some post that gets me thinking or riled up, and I write something, and suddenly now I've had some interactions, and then the need goes away. I think that's a really dangerous thing culturally. I saw an article that was talking about the kind of 4chan movement and this huge population, this powerful population of young men living in basements who have so much access to digital friendships and pornography that they've totally given up the desire to go out and meet someone to date. And I'm not gonna throw any stones at those glass houses because it hits a little close to home. So I know from my behaviors that it's not enough to just know that, oh yeah, Facebook is addictive. It is important, I think, to know that Facebook is not on your side. I saw a presentation at the Wisdom 2.0 conference a number of years ago, and it's coming up later next month, I think, or 2 months. But if you're going to Wisdom 2.0, let me know. I would love to meet you in person. I'm planning on going again this year. It's a great conference having to do with mindfulness and technology. And it was a presentation that was showing the scientific effects of Facebook on our attention spans and on children's attention spans, and how much effort, science, money, testing is going in to make this tool more addictive. Now, thankfully, Facebook has acknowledged this. They came out recently and they said aloud, we know that it is addictive, which in their defense is way better than other industries have done. Tobacco, did not come out and say, as soon as there was a hubbub, they didn't say, whoa, whoa, whoa. They just, you know, manufactured fake studies and denied it in front of Congress. Whereas Facebook has at least said, yes, you shouldn't use Facebook too much. But that's kind of like, you know, handing out heroin to a playground and saying, guys, just use this in moderation, okay? I'm trusting you to use this in moderation. So what I've been doing lately is a morning routine. And it hits on a bunch of things in my life that I'm trying to do more of. But I find that if I set goals for myself, if I set things that I want to do, if I go to Facebook first, my whole day's momentum is affected. I am now, I've got the Pavlovian thirst response to playing the slot machine, to getting the feed. And it becomes the place I go to when I am, for example, bored at a bus stop, if I was at a bus stop. But let's say I was bored at a bus stop, or I'm bored anywhere. Sometimes I'm even like sitting at a booth of people and I'm bored with the conversation and my instinct is to go to my phone and go ta-ting, 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 and play slot machines because I know there's little bitty stimulus and little bitty strokes and little bitty serotonin brain, pleasure that happens from it. Well, I don't know that, but I have the addictive pattern in me that wants to have that feeling if I'm not having it in the moment. So the stillness is gone. And that was the thing about that study, that when I saw how attention spans were going down and knowing how addictive these things are, is that if you don't actively plan, if you don't actively work against the forces of these pushers, these digital pushers, you will lose. They're smarter. They have more brain power, more money, more technology, more testing, more, electrodes attached to monkeys' brains. Then you can just go, I don't want it. I am going to stop. That being said, I know there's plenty of people that have no problem saying no. But here are the things that I've started to do to try to help myself. One, I have a morning routine of things that I go, I got to do all these things before I go on Facebook. Stretch, work out, meditate, write. The writing, I'm about 50-50 for doing that. But if I do those things first, not only it's not like as soon as I go online, I lose control. It establishes like a series of things. It allows me to get some thinking done without that pattern of going to my default gambling. But the other thing that I've been trying to do is when I go to Facebook, only check my notifications. It's difficult to just throw out Facebook and stop using it because I have so many interactions with it, with people that are wonderful. And I use it to broadcast and I use it to share things. And so when people are responding to things that I say or reaching out to me personally, that's a whole level of valid time that's, I think, way more important than scrolling, gambling, slot machine playing. So when I go to Facebook, I'm trying now to go check notifications, that's valid, respond to people, and then not by just impulse go to my feed and start scrolling. Because there's an end to my notifications. There's no end to the scroll. I can check my notifications, in 2, 5, 10 minutes. I can check the scroll for 2, 5, 10 minutes, hour, 2 hours, indefinitely. And the more I do it, the more it becomes the go-to place. The more it becomes the place I want to like retreat to when a conversation gets uncomfortable. And that's not a healthy tool at that point. That is an addiction. So I am screaming in my hypocrisy and irony as I address these issues via Facebook Live. I get it. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? But I'm a work in progress, as are we all. That being said, if you find me online less, please don't feel that I have gone astray or lost my way. It could be because I'm on track and I'm being present. And I will feel the same about you. We are under siege by a movement of digital attention-seeking technologies that is, we need to be aware of it. As parents, if you're a parent, I'm not a parent, I should say, as parents, if you're a parent, you need to be very aware of what is the additional training and that is required for children. And I wouldn't think that you're above it just because you've got a developed brain. These are forces that we are not used to. This is technology and a level of sophistication to get our attention in our brain loops that we've never experienced before. So forgive yourself and find ways to get better. Whether it's doing a fast or a detox or shutting down your account if you have to, or a morning time or certain hours that you check in. I say all of these things, not as one who has done all these things and says these things work, because all I've managed to do is set aside a couple hours in the morning that I don't use Facebook. That's my one day at a time step. But I'm trying. And I think we all need to try. Because if we don't try, the momentum is pushing us in the opposite direction. So after this is uploaded, I'll be sure to quickly check any comments or responses, because I need the fix. I love you. Thank you.